Vice President and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. And joining us this morning with his perspective on that is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having Dan, and it's interesting because you have an individual who Democrats are going to push is a moderate, and the Republicans are going to push that he's super liberal. So we start with that summary.
Do you think overall this was a good choice for Harris?
I don't know, because I think her best choice would have been Shapiro, because Pennsylvania has 19 electoral votes, and the Jewish population. However, I think Harris has a trouble with the whole Middle East situation. So it's hard to say. If you're super liberal, then she made a good choice.
And apparently, when it came to Shapiro and some of the other choices we were talking about, she ended up choosing Walz, apparently, from what we've heard, because she just felt like she had a good chemistry with him.
I think that's true, because, you know, her record is the same as Bernie Sanders, and that's not a moderate approach, in my opinion. But when you look at the Republicans and look at Trump, if he's going to try to win this thing, he's got to keep away from personality. He has to keep away from who won the 2020 election. And the Republicans have to stick with the issues of economy, crime, and the border. That is what the Republicans are going to be able to score on if they're going to win. Because when you look at the whole situation, the Democrats will win the popular vote, but who can get 270 electoral votes?
I also wanted to ask, of course, Trump has made his choice, J.D. Vance. There will be a VP debate at some point, we believe. How do you think that could shake out?
Well, it could be. They both talk well. Most elections, except maybe Kennedy in 1960, most elections people vote who's on the top of the ticket. Now, Trump has the problem of his age and whether people like him enough to win. He's got to get independent, especially independent women, to bring the victory to him. That's my opinion.
And do you think Walz can help Harris get some of those people she needs to win?
I think if people, like in the border states and so forth, look at his liberal record of abortion in the ninth month, he favors transgender. I just don't know how that plays in places like Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky. It's whether the Republicans can make sure the voters know in the more conservative, moderate areas what his record is. But we'll have to see what happens. And again, I've said this 100 times, the people of faith and the Catholic bishops, are they willing to stand up for their issues, transgender and abortion? But politically, they're not too strong.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.